相信弟兄姐妹，当我们唱完这首诗歌，我们知道今天早上我的负担在哪里。
I think as we sing this hymn, brothers and sisters will know where my burden lays this morning.
诗歌的作者告诉我们，保惠师已经来。
The writer of this hymn tells us that the Comforter has come.
他说，神主的应许是可信的。
He says that the promise of the Lord should be believed.
在约翰福音，主耶稣告诉我们，我若不去，保惠师就不来。
In the Gospel of John, the Lord says, if I do not come, the Comforter, the Helper will not come.
我们知道主的应许既然是可信。
We know that because the promise of the Lord should be believed.
保惠师圣灵已经来了。
And the Helper has already come.
我们就知道主耶稣已经回到父神的宝座那里。
We know that the Lord has already returned to his Father.
我们知道主耶稣乃是那第一位的保惠师。
We know that the Lord Jesus is the first Helper.
他是那父神怀里的独生子。
He is the only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father.
他在时候满足的时候奉差遣来到地上。
In the fullness of time, he was sent to this earth.
在各个他的十字架上为我们所有的罪人成就了神永远的救恩。
In Golgotha, he accomplished the eternal salvation for all on earth.
当我们的主从死里复活的时候
When our Lord arose from the dead,
他借着死败坏那掌死权的。
He rendered powerless him who had the power of death.
他复活升天得着荣耀。
And he ascended and then received glory.
我们就知道父与子就差遣这位另一位保惠师圣灵来到我们中间。
Therefore we know that the Father and the Son sent another helper to our
midst. 他在我们身上完成神主所成就那救恩的实际。
And he will accomplish the reality of the salvation that the Father and the Son have been doing in us.
所以我们为着神所赐给我们的全备的救恩，我们理当感谢赞美他。
And for this perfect salvation, we of course will thank him.
所以盼望我们与作诗的弟兄有同样的一个回应。
So we pray that we'll have the same echo as the author of the hymn.
主的应许是可信的。
That we should believe in the promise of the Lord.
我们盼望保惠师能够在我们身上来完成他的工作。
We also pray that the Helper will accomplish his work in us.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同来认识，并我们来认识经历这位保惠师圣灵。
This morning I want to share about how we need to know and experience the Holy Spirit, the Helper.
我们请打开圣经，我们读几处的经文。
Let's open our Bible and read several verses from the Bible.
第一处在马太福音第二十五章。
First Matthew chapter 25.
在新约圣经马太福音第二十五章，我们要读第一到第四节。
In the New Testament, in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25, we will read verse 1 through 4.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。聪明的拿着灯，又预备油在器皿里。
Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the prudent took oil in flasks along with their lamps.
接下来我们要读的经文，是在约翰福音。
And then following this, we will read the Gospel of John.
我们读约翰福音第十四章。
Gospel of John, chapter 14.
我们读十六十七两节。
We'll read verse 16 and verse 17.
约翰福音十四章第十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他。因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you.
接下来在同一章我们读二十六节。
In the same chapter, we will read verse 26.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you.
下一处在第十五章，约翰福音第十五章。
And next we turn to John chapter 15.
我们要读二十六、二十七两节。
We'll read verses 26 and 27.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了，就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证。
When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness of me.
好，下一处在第十六章，约翰福音第十六章。
Next, we turn to Gospel of John, chapter 16.
我们读第八节。
We'll read verse 8.
约翰福音十六章第八节，他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判。自己责备自己。
Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 8. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
我们再多读几节。接下来，为罪是因他们不信我，为义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。为审判是因这世界的王受了审判。
Let's read a few more verses. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you no longer behold me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged.
最后一处在同一章圣经，约翰福音十六章，我们读第十三节。
Finally, in the same chapter, verse 13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白原文做进入一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
But when he, the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come.
我们再读第十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
He shall glorify me, for he shall take of me and shall disclose it to you.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你借着十字架所成就的救赎。
Lord, we thank you for the redemption that you have accomplished on the cross.
主，叫我们这些蒙恩的人今天能够坦然无惧来到父神的面前。
Lord, this enabled us who have been saved by your grace can come with confidence before the Father.
主，我们不仅能够敬拜赞美我们荣耀的主。
Not only can we worship and praise our glorious Lord.
主，我们也能够在施恩宝座前得恩惠，蒙连续，做随时的帮助。
We can also receive grace and receive mercy in times of need.
主，我们感谢你告诉我们说，你若不去，保惠师就不来。
We thank you that you told us that if you do not depart, the Helper will not come.
主，我们赞美你，你已经回到那天上荣耀的宝座。
Lord, we thank you that you have already returned to the glorious throne in the heavenlies.
主，就按着你所应许的赐下保惠师圣灵来。
And as you have promised, you sent us the Helper, the Holy Spirit.
主，要在我们这些属灵的人身上来成就这个救恩。
And you will accomplish your salvation in your people.
要带领我们进入这真理一切的实际。
And you will lead us into the reality of all the truth.
主，因此早晨我们还仰望你，借着圣灵来向我们说话。
So this morning we look to you to speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
主，唯有你能够开启我们。
Only you can open our ears.
唯有你能够带我们进入这一切的真理。
Only you can lead us into all the truth.
叫你的心意在我们身上得着成就。
So that the desire of your heart can be accomplished in us.
主，愿荣耀归给你。
Lord, may all glory be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 我们感谢主，今年夏令会他祝福了我们。
We thank the blessing of the summer conference.
在今年夏令会回来之后，我们最常听到弟兄姐妹所提到的一个问题。
After we all return from the summer conference, there's this question that a lot of the brothers and sisters would raise.
就既然我们知道主已经动身，他很快就到。
Which is because we know that the Lord has already started his journey. He will come shortly.
这个主的话语和 他应许的应验，我们知道主已经站在了门，站在门口。
And the words of the Lord have been realized, and He is standing at the doors.
许多弟兄姐妹就有一个问题，那我们应该如何的来预备迎接我们的主
？And a lot of brothers and sisters have this question: How are we supposed to prepare ourselves to receive our Lord?
我们如何能够预备来等候主的回来
？How are we supposed to prepare and be ready for the coming of the Lord?
在过去这个礼拜，有一天，我和姐妹就在谈论一个问题。
This past week, my wife and I were discussing one issue.
我们的问题是。那我们应该是盼望主赶快回来呢，还是主慢一点回来？
We were discussing whether the Lord should tarry or whether the Lord should come back quickly.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹早晨你心里面对这个问题的想法是什么？
I don't know what the answer is in your heart.
你们是盼望主快点回来呢，还是主慢一点回来？
Do you want the Lord to come back swiftly or do you prefer him to tarry?
结果呢，我们两个人就讨论到半夜两三点还不能睡觉。
So we talked and talked until 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning.
希望你们今天回去晚上也能够跟你的配偶讨论讨论。
And maybe you should go home and talk to your spouse tonight.
但是呢，很感谢主在这一周的一次聚会当中，我偶然的机会听到年长弟兄跟我们分享到关于这件事。
By chance, I also heard a similar sharing by an elderly brother this past week as well.
我们弟兄告诉我们，从前他年轻一点的时候，比较年轻的时候呢，他也想过这个问题。
Our brother told us that in his earlier, younger days, he also thought about this question.
他说他就常常祷告啊，盼望主慢一点回来。
So in the old days, he would pray that the Lord would tarry and not return as quickly.
因为我们弟兄，因为我们和我们弟兄一样，我们感觉啊，我们自己还没有预备好。
Because just like us, our brother felt that he was not ready.
如果没有预备好，那主就回来了，那怎么办呢
？If he were not prepared and the Lord came back, what would happen?
那我们可能就要被丢在黑暗里哀哭切齿。
And then we may be cast into utter darkness and gnashing of teeth.
后来我们弟兄因着渐渐的越来越爱慕我们的主。
However, our brother, because he started to long for our Lord more and more,
他心里头就越来越盼望。主还是快一点回来好。
And then he truly had this desire in his heart that the Lord should come back swiftly.
主快回来，我们就能够面对面见到那我们所爱的主。
If the Lord comes back swiftly, then we can see our Lord face to face, the Lord whom we love.
我们弟兄说，就算我们自己有可能要被丢在黑暗里哀哭切齿，但也值得。
Our brother said that it is even worth this while to be cast into utter darkness and to gnash his teeth.
因为我们心里面实在是有一个对主的爱慕。
Because we really have this desire and adoration for the Lord. We truly long for the day for the Lord to return quickly. So that we can see Him. That He can also establish His kingdom on this earth. And His glory will fill this earth. And the desire of His heart will be fulfilled.
虽然我们是也不愿意被丢在黑暗里哀哭切齿。
Even though we're not willing to be cast into darkness and to weep and gnash our teeth,
但是主的爱实在吸引我们，我们还是盼望主能够快一点回来。
However, the love of the Lord truly draws us so that we desire for Him to come back swiftly.
然而今天既然主还没有回来
，However, because today He still has not returned,
或许主还给我们有一点机会，有一点时间。
Maybe the Lord has given us a little opportunity and a little bit more time.
叫我们能够来预备好，来迎接我们的主。
So that we can be prepared to receive our Lord.
我们知道主今天还没有回来，不是因为主不愿意回来，乃是因为心腹还没有装备整齐。
We know that today He has not come back, not because He doesn't want to come back, but because the bride has not made herself ready.
乃是爱我们的主，他在那里等候我们。
The Lord who loves us, is waiting for us.
那在主回来之前，我们应该如何的来预备好，来迎接主呢
？So before the Lord's return, how are we supposed to prepare ourselves to receive Him？
那从马太福音25章那里，主所设的一个天国的比喻，让我们能够有一个学习。
From this parable that the Lord told us about the kingdom, we can have this learning.
在那里，我们看见有十个童女。
We see that there are 10 virgins.
他们都是等候新郎回来的人。
They're also waiting for, they're all waiting for the return of the bridegroom.
他们也都有灯预备好。
They all were prepared with lamps.
虽然后来他们也都打盹睡着了。
even though all of them have fallen asleep.
但这愚拙的童女和聪明的童女唯一的区别是什么？
But what is the difference between the foolish virgins and the prudent virgins?
就是那聪明的童女，她们不仅有灯，而且她们还预备油在器皿里头。
Which is the prudent virgins, not only do they have lamp, they also have oil and flasks along with their lamps.
所以今天我们蒙恩的儿女，
So today, children who have been saved by grace,
我们乃是等候主回来的一帮人。
We are the people who are waiting for the return of the Lord.
主已经把他的生命赐给了我们。
The Lord has already given his life to us.
在我们里面有主的生命。
So that we have the life of the Lord within us.
他要从我们身上显出主的见证。
And he will show, he wanted us to show forth this testimony of the Lord.
但是主的话告诉我们，我们还要预备好油。
However, the word of the Lord tells us that we also need to prepare oil in the flasks.
预备叫这个器皿能够满了油。
So that the flasks can be full of oil.
好像我们在等候主回来的时候，我们是满了主的见证。
So that while we are waiting for the return of the Lord, we will be full of the testimony of the Lord.
所以在我们里面不仅有了主的生命。
So within us, not only do we have the life of the Lord.
我们器皿里面还要盛满了这个油。
In our flask, we have to have fullness of oil.
这油就指着圣灵说的。
And this oil is referring to the Holy Spirit.
所以在我们这器皿里要满了圣灵。
So in our vessels, in our flask, we have to be full of the Holy Spirit.
就像我们弟兄两周前所说的，我们要被圣灵来充满。
Just like our brothers encouraged us 2 weeks ago, we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这是主的命令。
And this is a commandment of the Lord.
主不会给我们命令是没有办法实现的。
The Lord would not give us a commandment that we cannot materialize.
所以早晨我们就愿意和弟兄姐妹一同来思想这件事。
Therefore, this morning we want to meditate upon this issue.
我们要来认识这位保惠师圣灵。
We want to get to know this helper of the Holy Spirit.
而且我们盼望在主回来之前还有点时间，我们能够来殷勤的来经历圣灵在我们身上的工作。
And also, we have this extra time before the Lord returns, and so we want to diligently be prepared.
好叫我们这器皿里面能够满了圣灵。
So that within us, the vessels will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们来认识圣灵保惠师有三个方面。
There are three aspects by which we can know the Helper, the Holy Spirit.
首先，主的话在约翰福音四章告诉我们，世人不认识他，但是我们却认识他。
The word of the Lord says in the Gospel of John that even though the world does not know him, we know him.
凡属主的人都应该认识圣灵保惠师。
All who belong to the Lord should know this helper.
姐妹，不仅在我们头脑里头有这样一个客观的知识。
Not only should we have this subjective knowledge about the Holy Spirit.
我们更需要在我们的灵里头，我们能够主观的认识经历这位圣灵保惠师在我们身上的带领。
Within our own spirit, we should have this objective experience and knowledge of the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我十分的感谢主，在这次夏令会之前有机会和一两位弟兄交通。
I truly thank the Lord that I have an opportunity to fellowship with one or two brothers before the summer conference.
当听到我们弟兄信主多年。
And I heard that our brother has believed in the Lord for a long time.
他也听了许多关于圣灵的，也有许多关于圣灵的知识。
And he has a lot of knowledge about the Holy Spirit.
弟兄告诉我们，他在里头却从来没有这属灵的圣灵的经历。
However, a brother shared with me that he did not have the objective experience of the Holy Spirit.
但感谢主，在这次借着这次的夏令会。
However, we thank the Lord that through the summer conference,
我们看见我们的弟兄们不仅能够有头脑的知识。
So we see that our brothers not only could have the head knowledge,
他们更是能够在他们灵里头遇见了这位圣灵的保惠师。是住在他们心里。
In their spirit, they could also meet this Holy Spirit that dwells in their heart.
在约翰福音二十章，在主耶稣复活的那一天，他向门徒显现。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 20, after he arose from the dead, he showed himself to the disciples.
他就向门徒们吹了气。
And he breathed on the disciples.
说你们受圣灵。
And they say, he said to them, receive of the Spirit.
我们看见主的应许在那一天就实现了。
We see that the promise of the Lord is materialized that day.
我们发现圣灵就进到了门徒们的里面。
And we see that the Holy Spirit entered into the disciples.
这位圣灵乃是住在我们里面的圣灵。
This Holy Spirit is one that dwells inside our heart.
这件事情对我们信主的人来说是非常重要的一件事。
This is a critical issue to us who have believed in the Lord.
姐妹，我实在是不知道要怎么样子来和弟兄姐妹讲关于这件事情。
I do not know how to share with you on this issue.
唯有圣灵保惠师在你我的里面来向我们显现他自己。
However, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, will show himself inside you and inside me.
就像在夏令会当中，保惠师向我们弟兄所显现的一样。
Just like in the summer conference, the Holy Spirit revealed himself to our brother.
让我们真实的能够知道这位圣灵保惠师就住在你我的心里。
So that we can truly know that this Helper, this Holy Spirit, dwells in your heart and my heart.
主耶稣告诉我们，这位圣灵保惠师乃是真理的圣灵。
The Lord Jesus told us that this Helper, this Holy Spirit, is a spirit of truth.
他是另一位保惠师。
And he is another Helper.
因为第一位保惠师已经复活升天了。
Because the first Helper has already resurrected and rose to the heavens.
但这位圣灵保惠师，他是能够住在我们里面。
However, this Helper, this Holy Spirit can dwell in us.
他住在我们的灵里头。
The Helper dwells inside our spirit.
他随时随地的等候着来帮助我们。
And he is waiting constantly to render us help.
来带领我们。
And he's waiting to lead us.
如果我们只记得当主耶稣在地上公开服侍三年半的时间里面。
If you remember when the Lord was publicly serving in 3.5 years.
我们知道有门徒日夜的来跟随主耶稣。
We know that there were disciples who were following him day and night.
他们听了主耶稣说了许多的真理。
They have heard many, many truths uttered by the Lord Jesus.
他们也亲眼看见主耶稣所行的许多神迹奇事。
And they also saw with their physical eyes all the miracles and signs that the Lord had performed.
但是我们发现他们还是不能明白。
However, we see that they still could not understand.
他们还是常常小信怀疑。
And still they had little faith and they doubt.
甚至失败跌倒。
To the point that they would fail and they would fall.
我们看见在那个时候主耶稣与门徒们同在。
We see that at that time the Lord was physically with the disciples.
但是他却不能够从他们里面来帮助他们。
However, he was not able to get inside them to help them.
当我想到当日的门徒。
And I reflected upon the disciples at the time.
我想到今天我们的情形是不是也是这个样子。
And I think about our own circumstances. Isn't it similar?
主一次一次的把他的话告诉我们。
The Lord has given us His word over and over again.
他也借着历世历代，不仅他自己在地上所行的神迹，也借着圣灵所行的神迹，在那里告诉我们。
And not only through His own miracles and signs that He performed, but throughout ages and generations, through the Holy Spirit, the signs and miracles that He has performed.
很多时候，我们好像就像当日的门徒一样。
But oftentimes we were just like those disciples at the time.
不能明白，也不能相信。
We cannot believe and we cannot know.
所以感谢主，今天这位另一位保惠师圣灵已经赐下了。
However, we thank the Lord that another Helper has already been given to us.
他不仅与我们永远同在。
Not only is he with us forever.
他并且就住在我们里面。
Also, he dwells inside us.
无论我们在聚会当中，在工作当中。
Whether it is in our meetings or in our workplace.
不论我们在哪里，我们有任何难处、任何需要，圣灵保惠师都随时预备来帮助我们。
Regardless of where our circumstances and condition, regardless of our difficulty, the Holy Spirit is willing and ready to help us.
姐妹，我们实在是需要主来开启我们。
Brothers and sisters, we truly need the Lord to open our eyes.
让我们真实的经历到圣灵保惠师就住在我们里面。
So that we can truly experience that the Holy Spirit is really dwelling in our spirit.
让我们知道我们有任何需要、任何难处，我们必须要回到我们灵的里头来求问、来求这位保惠师来帮助我们。
So in times of any need or difficulty, we can go inside us and ask this Holy Spirit, the Helper, to help us.
这实在是一个荣耀的奥秘，是我们头脑不能明白。
This is a glorious mystery that our head cannot comprehend.
这位又真又活、圣洁荣耀的神，竟然能够住在你我的里面。
This true and living God is actually living in us.
他在那里随时的等候着要来帮助我们。
He's constantly waiting to help us.
来带领我们。
And to lead us.
当我在思想为什么这位圣洁荣耀的神今天能够住在你我的里面。
As I think about how this holy and glorious God can dwell inside us.
我们实在要感谢赞美主耶稣所为我们成就的救恩。
We truly want to thank God for his glorious salvation that he has accomplished.
主借着他的宝血不仅洗净我们一切罪恶过犯。
Not only has he used his precious blood to cleanse all our unrighteousness and sins.
神为我们重新造了一个清洁的心，使我们重新有正直的灵。
And he has created a clean heart and a pure spirit within us.
就是因着主的宝血，使我们的灵能够成为 成为清洁。
And because of his precious blood, our spirit can be clean.
能够让这位圣灵保惠师能够住在我们里面。
So that this helper can dwell inside us.
永远与我们同在。
And he will be us forever.
随时来帮助我们。
And he will be helping us constantly.
这是何等奇妙的救恩。
This is such a wondrous salvation.
最近听到一位刚刚信主的姐妹向我们做了一个见证。
I've recently heard a testimony by a sister who has just been saved by grace.
这姐妹是在我们休斯顿医学中心工作的。
Our sister works in the Houston Medical Center.
她的工作有些时候呢需要用到一些有毒的试剂。
And because of her job, she has to be in contact with toxic matters.
就前一段时间有一次呢她就订购了一些有毒的试剂，但是呢她忘记了要做一个适当的申请。
Earlier, she had to procure some of these toxic matters. However, she forgot to turn in the correct applications.
所以她用了这个有毒的试剂呢，她就做了她所要做的实验。
And she used these toxic matters to conduct her experiments.
就最近呢，她收到一个在医学中心有一个算是安全调查的部门呢，写信跟她查询这件事。
So then recently, she received a letter from the HSC department from the medical center.
之后呢，她也收到这个环境安全部门呢也对他的查询。
And also there's some inquiries from the EPA.
他没有按照合法的程序呢用了这个有毒的试剂。
That she did not use the proper correct procedures to handle these toxic matters.
我们姐妹心里头就紧张了。
And so our sister started to become nervous in her
heart. 感谢主，我们姐妹记得她知道有圣灵保惠师住在她里面。
However, we thank the Lord that our sister remembers that there's the helper, the Holy Spirit dwelling in her heart.
她赶快跑到一个地方呢，就开始祷告神。
So she quickly ran to a place and she started to pray to the Lord.
她就跟神祷告说，那我应当怎么样子来回答这些查询。
And she inquired of the Lord as to how she should respond to the inquiries.
圣灵在里头就感动她说，你先向神说一说，你这个整个程序呢，你做了你整个申请的过程，你做实验的过程呢，先向神说一遍。
So the Holy Spirit moved her to say to God first the whole entire procedure by which she conducted her experiment.
既然向神说呢，她就可以很诚实的向神来说明她整个过程。
Because she's talking to God, she can talk to God very honestly about the entire process.
她也包括她所疏忽的一些步骤。
She also included some of the steps that she has omitted.
当他说完，他向神说完了以后
，After she has completed her discussion with God，
问题还没解决。
Before the problem was solved，
他要怎么样回答这些安全部门的查询呢？
And how she would conduct how she would respond to these HSC questions？
圣灵在里头就告诉他，你如何向神说呢？你也向人同样的说。
And then the Holy Spirit moved her in her heart to say that however you tell the matter to God, you would tell the same thing before men.
感谢主，我们姐妹就顺服圣灵在里面的带领。
We thank the Lord that our sister obeyed the leading of the Holy Spirit within her.
她就把她所向神所报告的这个她整个程序呢，她就一五一十的也向这个安全调查部门呢也报告清楚的报告。
So then she told the HSC department the entire procedure, everything as she has told told the Lord.
感谢主，我们姐妹因着顺服圣灵的带领，她里头就有了平安。
But because we thank the Lord that she has the leading of the Holy Spirit, she had peace in her.
虽然不知道这事情的结果会是如何
，Even though she does not know how this matter will end.
但是感谢主，她在人的面前为主做了一个美好的见证。
However, we thank the Lord that He has borne a beautiful testimony before men.
而圣灵在她里头来带领她见证我们的主是那位诚信真实的。
And which is that the Holy Spirit has led her to bear the testimony that our God is truthful and honest.
到后来，他老板就收到安全部门回的一封信，在他们读过他的报告之后。
And so then later on, her boss received a response from the HSE department.
他们就说，we appreciate her honest.
Then the letter says that they appreciated her honesty.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢主，在这位刚刚蒙恩的姐妹身上。我们看见圣灵在他里头就能够来帮助他来带领他。
We thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit and the Helper was able to help her even though she's only saved by grace.
同姐妹，这是住在我们里面的圣灵。
This is a Holy Spirit that dwells inside us.
他随时随地要来帮助我们带领我们。
At all times and at all places, He is willing to lead us and help us.
他叫我们能够活出神的心意。
And he is able to allow us to live out the life that God wants us to live.
他能够带领我们进入 一切的真理。
And he's also able to lead us into all truth.
就像主耶稣在约翰福音第七章那边，在节期的最大之日，他站起来高声地说。
Just like in John chapter 7, on the last day of the greatest feast, he stood up and cried out.
他说口渴的都能够到我这里来喝。
If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
信我的人从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
今天神不仅将圣灵保惠师 赐给我们。
Brothers and sisters, not only did God give us the helper, the Holy Spirit,
住在我们里面,
which is dwelling inside us,
圣灵在我们里面, 他要渐渐地要流出那活水的江河。
And the Holy Spirit will enable this living waters to flow out of us.
叫我们能够在地上成为主的见证。
So that we can bear his testimony on this earth.
这讲到关于圣灵住在我们里面的这一方面。
So this refers to the aspect of the indwelling spirit.
第二方面，我们也从圣经里面看到，这位圣灵呢，他也是浇灌的那一位。
We can also see the second aspect, which is the Holy Spirit being poured forth.
在使徒行传第一章，主耶稣复活之后，他向门徒们显现，说了这样的话。
After the Lord arose from the dead, he said these words to the disciples.
他说，圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，要在耶路撒冷。犹大全地撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
For you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and even to the most remotest part of the earth.
所以看见我们看见当圣灵浇灌在信主的人身上，他们就得着一个能力，是能够为主做见证的能力。
And we see that when the Holy Spirit is poured out into the people of God, they would have this power to bear testimony for him.
在旧约的时候，我们看见当神的灵降在人的身上。
In the Old Testament, when we see that the Holy Spirit poured upon some people,
那些人呢，他就得着能力，能够来成就主的工作。
Those people would receive power to accomplish the work of God.
就当我们在士师记里头看见神百姓软弱的光景。
So when we see the weak conditions of the people of God in Judges.
但是我们看见当耶和华的灵降在那俄陀涅、基甸、耶弗他、参孙人的身上的时候。
But as we see the Holy Spirit poured out on Othniel, Samson, and Gideon.
你看见他们就得着能力。
You see that they then receive power.
他们就能够将神的百姓从仇敌手中拯救出来。
And they were able to save the people of Israel from the hands of the enemies.
我们看见大卫也是如此。
We see that David is also in the same manner.
当神借着撒母耳膏了大卫。
When Samuel anointed David through God.
这个膏浇在大卫的身上，就像圣灵降在他的身上一样。
As the anointing was poured out on the body of David, it was like the Holy Spirit being anointed onto David.
你看见大卫好像就穿上了能力。
You see that it is as if David was wearing power.
他虽然没有经过训练。
Even though he was not trained.
他能够打败狮子，打退那个熊。
He could fight tigers and bears.
到了个地步，我们看见他能够一个人站在那高大强壮的哥利亚面前与他征战。
To the certain extent, he could stand alone before the tall and powerful Goliath.
我们看见耶和华灵的能力就在大卫身上彰显出来。
We see that the power of the Lord God would fully manifested in body, in the body of David.
他虽然没有受过军事训练，也没有军事的装备。
Even though he had no military training or military equipment.
他能够借着一个小石子，就一个一击呢，就把哥利亚的脑袋给穿透。
However, through one little pebble and one strike of this pebble, it could strike through the head of Goliath.
大卫这些能力从哪里来的呢？
Where did the power of David come from?
就是神的灵降在他的身上。
It was because the Holy Spirit descended upon him.
我们看见在初期教会，当圣灵浇灌在教会的时候，
And we see that when the Holy Spirit descended upon the early church,
我们看见那些没有受过学问，没有本来是软弱的人，彼得和约翰还有门徒们，他们能够站在人的面前为主做有能力的见证。
We see that people who were uneducated, who were formerly powerless, they could stand before people to bear strong testimony for the Lord.
就是在那抵挡他们的，在审判他们的人的面前，他们都能那样的刚强，那样的有能力。
Even before people who opposed them, who were their enemies, they could be so powerful and so strong.
因着圣灵浇灌在他们身上，他们能够做这样的见证说，除他以外，别无拯救。因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，是叫我们可以靠着得救的。
because the Holy Spirit was poured out on them. Therefore, they could make this testimony that there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men, but by which we must be saved.
弟兄姐妹，这是当这位圣灵宝会是浇灌在信主的人身上所显出的能力。
This is the power manifested by the people who have their Holy Spirit and Helper being poured out on them.
叫我们能够为主耶稣基督做有能力的见证。
So that we can bear powerful testimony for the Lord Jesus.
我们知道下一周六在我们当中的高中生弟兄姐妹们他们有一个负担来为主做见证传福音。
We know that this coming Saturday among the high school brothers and sisters, they have this burden to preach the gospel to their friends.
我们实在是应当同心合意在主面前来祷告祈求。
We truly should come as one before the Lord to entreat him.
愿求圣灵呢浇灌在那做出口的弟兄身上，也浇灌在一切参与服侍弟兄姐妹的身上。
So that the Holy Spirit would add unto his power and the brother who will be speaking and also everybody who would serve.
叫我们在这里，在 West Office 这里为主所做的见证，是满有圣灵的大能的明证。
So that the testimony that we bear here at West Office would be fully in demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit.
这是主所应许我们的。
This is what the Lord Jesus has promised us.
我们若得不着，那是因为我们不求。
If we do not receive it, it's because we did not ask.
在关于圣灵，认识圣灵的第三方面呢，看到让我们看见这圣灵的境，它。乃是把我们进到一个身体里头。
And the third aspect of this Holy Spirit is that He baptizes into one.
我们从使徒行传第二章看见，当五旬节圣灵浇灌的时候。
In Acts chapter 2, we see that when at Pentecost the Holy Spirit was poured forth.
不仅叫门徒们充满了圣灵的能力，为主做见证。
Not only were the disciples full of the power of the Holy Spirit to bear testimony for the Lord.
我们看见圣灵也将他们浸成一个身体。
We also see that the Holy Spirit baptized them into one body.
浸成一个基督的身体。
And they were baptized into the body of Christ.
所以我们看见初期教会的生活呢，乃是一个身体的生活。
So we see that the body life of the life of the early church was the body life.
他们不仅因着耶稣基督的救恩，他们能够从过去的罪恶过犯中被拯救出来。
Not only were they saved from their sins and transgressions by the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们也因着圣灵的能力，他们也从己的里头被拯救出来。
And because of the power of the Holy Spirit, they were also able to be saved from self.
我们怎么知道他们从己的里头被拯救出来呢？
How were we able to know that they were saved from their self?
我们看见他们在那里彼此相爱，凡物共用。
We see that they love one another and they share all things and possessions together.
这不是一个外面的形式，外面的做法，乃是因为他们里头借着圣灵的大能，他们都被己，他们的己，他们被从己和世界里头拯救了出来。
This is not just some outward manifestation or matter of doing things, but because of the power of the Holy Spirit, they were saved from their own selves.
我们看见后来在哥林流家里，在使徒行传第十章。
Later on, we see that in Acts chapter 10, in the house of Cornelius,
我们看见圣灵再次的浇灌在外邦人中间。
We saw that the Holy Spirit was poured out among the Gentiles.
我们看见借着这两次的圣灵的浸呢，就把犹太人和外邦人就浸成一个身体。
Through these two baptisms, the Holy Spirit had baptized the two into one body.
叫无论犹太人，无论外邦人，新约人，为主自为奴的自主的，我们都从同一位圣灵受了这个浸。
Whether it is barbarian, whether it is a Jew, whether it is slave or free man, everybody has received the same one baptism.
成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
And they are one body, and they drink of one Holy Spirit.
所以看见我们能够在这里，在身体里头来为我们的主做见证。
So that they can all bear testimony in the body for the Lord.
姐妹，这是圣灵浸的一个工作。
So this is the work of baptism by the Holy Spirit.
所以早晨我们能够在这里一同的领受主的饼杯。
So here we can all receive of the table of the Lord.
我们在这里也做同样的见证。
And here we also bear the same testimony.
无论我们是什么样的人。
Regardless of what kind of person we are.
无论我们的学问是高还是低。
Regardless of our education.
无论我们的语言是什么。
Regardless of our language.
无论我们的背景是什么。
Regardless of our background.
无论我们的兴趣嗜好是什么。
Regardless of our interests and hobbies.
今天这位圣灵把我们都浸在基督的身体里头。
Today, this Holy Spirit baptizes us all into one body, the body of Christ.
同学们，我们在这里，我们所追求的不是维持我们的聚会。
Brothers and sisters, we're not here to pursue our gatherings.
我们在这里也不是追求教会人数的成长。
We're also not pursuing the higher number of people attending church.
我们乃是在这里盼望我们能够竭力保守在基督身体里头那合一的见证。
We are here to pursue the unity of the testimony in the Holy Spirit.
我们在这里只有一个心愿。
And we only have one desire.
就是见证我们主耶稣基督。
Which is to bear testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ.
高举我们主耶稣基督。
Which is to exalt our Lord Jesus Christ.
要荣耀主耶稣基督。
And we want to glorify our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们唯一所追求的目标。
And this is the only goal by which we pursue.
无论外面的形式、外面做法有什么不同。
Regardless of the outward differences in the procedures.
不能叫我们分开。
We cannot be separated.
这是我们里面对真理的看法和认识、解释的不同，也不能叫我们身叫基督的身体分开。
Even though we may have differences in interpretations of the word, we still cannot be separated from the body of Christ.
因为我们所做的见证乃是基督身体的见证。
Because we bear the testimony of the testimony of the body of Jesus Christ.
乃是见证我们同有一位元首。
We testify that we have one head.
我们实在是盼望在这里，我们能够让神得着他所喜悦的见证。
Here we desire to have the, God receive this testimony that He so delighted.
盼望因着我们在这里所做的见证，神能够得着荣耀。
And we hope that because of the testimony that we bear here, that glory will be unto God.
所以我们约略的叫我们能够从这三个方面，从内住的圣灵，从浇灌的圣灵，从圣灵的浸，叫我们能够来认识这位圣灵保惠师。
So we can know the Holy Spirit in these three aspects, and briefly, the indwelling Spirit, the outpouring Spirit, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
求主怜悯帮助我们，叫我们因着对圣灵有多一点的认识，我们产生一个更深的渴慕。
May the Lord have mercy on us, so that we have a longing and desire, a deeper longing and desire for the Holy Spirit.
渴慕被圣灵来浸透。
And we want, we long for the full baptism of the Holy Spirit.
叫无论是我们个人也好，无论是我们的家庭也好，我们的聚会也好，叫我们里外都满了圣灵。
Whether it is individually or our family or our meeting place, we are filled inside and outside with the Holy Spirit.
就像我们恩利哈弟兄在夏令会当中所提到的那个 donut 浸透在咖啡里面。
Just like our brother Ernie Heil mentioned this example about putting donuts into the coffee.
里外都满了圣灵。
So the donut, inside a donut and outside of donut is full of the coffee.
好叫神的心意能够得着满足。
So that the heart of God can be satisfied.
那我们从约翰福音14、15、16章那边，我们可以看到我们如何来经历圣灵，或者说经历圣灵在我们身上的工作。
From Gospel of John chapters 14, 15, 16, we can also experience the work of the Holy Spirit.
这边我简单的把它归纳成四点，四个方面。
I can briefly summarize this into four aspects.
第一是在14章26节那边讲到，圣灵保惠师要将一切的事指教你们，并且想起我对你们所说的一切话。
First, it is in chapter 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道坐在天上宝座的主耶稣，他天天为我们代求。
We know that the Lord Jesus, who is sitting on the throne in the heavenlies, He is interceding for us daily.
他乃是照着神的旨意来为我们代求。
And He would intercede for us in accordance with the desire of God.
他是忠信慈悲的大祭司，他要借着祷告呢，叫神的旨意成就在我们的身上。
He is the faithful and merciful great high priest, and through prayer, His prayers, He wants the will of God to be accomplished in us.
而奉差遣住在你我里面的这位保惠师，他也是信实的，他要在我们身上来做成神的旨意。
And the Helper, the Holy Spirit, which dwells in us, He is also faithful, and He will also pray that the will of God be done in us.
但是我们看见2000年过去了，心腹还没有装备整齐。
But we see that 2000 years have gone, and the bride has not made herself ready.
问题不是因为圣灵他不忠心。
It is not because the Holy Spirit is not faithful.
也不是因为他不能够。
It is not also not because the Holy Spirit is not able to.
但是因为我们常常刚硬悖逆。
It is because we are so hardened and stiff-necked.
还是我们不能够配合，不能够顺服圣灵在我们身上一切的带领。
It is because we're not willing to be worked by the Holy Spirit and to follow His leading.
所以这里我们看见圣灵在我们身上一方面的工作呢，乃是叫我们明白主一切的事情，并且想起主所说的话。
Here we see that the Holy Spirit is to teach us all things and to bring to our remembrance all that the Lord has said to us.
在以弗所书第一章十七节，保罗为教会祷告说，他求父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
In Ephesians 1:17, the Apostle Paul said that he prayed to God to grant to them the spirit of revelation and of wisdom.
叫我们能够真知道他。
so that we can truly know him.
让我们能够从灵里面的直觉能够真认识我们的主。
So that through the intuition in our spirit, we can truly know our Lord.
并且圣灵保惠师要借着主的话呢，来在我们里头来做成神的旨意。
Also, the Holy Spirit, the Helper, will accomplish the will of God in us.
所以在这点，我们知道圣灵在我们里面的工作呢，它离不开神的话。
So we know that the Holy Spirit's work cannot depart from the Word of God.
所以主耶稣说，圣灵乃是要叫你们呢想起。主耶稣所向我们说过的一切的话。
So the word of the Lord says here that the Holy Spirit will bring to our remembrance all that the Lord has said to us.
所以我们必须要将主的话丰丰富富的存记在我们心里。
So we have to let the word of Christ richly dwell in our heart.
所以当圣灵要叫我们想起主所说过的话呢，我们才能够想起了。
When the Holy Spirit wants to bring our remembrance to the particular word, then we will remember it.
我用过这个例子，就是那个资料库数据库的例子。
I have used this, this example of the database.
就如果你那个 table 里面啊，你没有存资料的话，你怎么查询呢？也查询不到任何的东西。
Which is that in your table, if you don't have this data that you inputted in it before, you, however way you search, you cannot find the data.
如果我们不将主的话丰富的存记在我们心里，圣灵在叫我们想起的时候呢，我们怎么想也想不起来。
If we do not let the word of the Lord richly dwell in our heart, no matter how the Holy Spirit wants to bring remembrance of what the Lord says to us, no matter what, we cannot remember those words.
所以我们实在是需要渴慕主的话语，要熟记主的话语。
Therefore, we truly need to memorize the word of the Lord and truly long for His word.
这是我们属灵生命，也是我们属灵经历最基本的事情。
This is the most basic thing of our spiritual life.
但是当我们把主的话语存记在我们心里面，还不够。
However, it is not enough that the word of the Lord richly dwell in our heart.
因为这个资料如果很多的话呢，你要查询的时候啊，就不是那么快能够查询得到。
If there's a lot of data, it is not easy for you to do a search in the data.
所以呢，我们在数据库的技术上面呢，我们就还要建立一些索引。
Therefore, we have to have indexes, an index in the database.
这些索引呢，能够叫我们很快的找到了那个合适的话语。
And the index will enable us to very quickly find the responsible words.
那我们怎么样来建立对主的话语的这个索引呢？
How do we establish this index in the Word of God?
我们必须要经常的反复默想主的话语。
We need to constantly meditate on the Word of the Lord.
特别是我们不明白的。
Particularly on the words that we do not understand.
我们知道主耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚。
We know that the mother of Jesus.
无论天使向他显现说过的话。
All the words that the angels has uttered to Mary.
或是主耶稣所回答他的话语，他不能够明白。
And she may not understand the words that the angels or the Lord spoke to her.
但是玛利亚虽然不明白这些话呢，但是呢，她却在那里反复的默想。
However, even though Mary could not understand all these words, she meditated upon these words a lot.
这是我们所要做的，这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
所以当圣灵在我们里头来点活神的话语的时候，
When the Holy Spirit enlightened the words of the Lord in our heart,
这些的话语就成为 Rhema.
These words become the Rhema word.
就成为那活的话语。
And this become the living word.
它能够在我们里面来开启我们，来光照我们。
So the words, these words can enlighten us and open our eyes.
它能够指引我们，安慰我们。
And it can guide us and comfort us.
它能够来归正我们。
He can also correct us.
所以这是圣灵在我们里头所要做的事。
These are the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
但是我们盼望，我们必须要在主的话语上面，我们要好好的来渴慕，来下功夫。
However, we desire to really spend time and effort on learning the Word of God.
我就分享一个小小的见证。
I'd like to share a small testimony.
在这次夏令会当中，我们有三天的晨更。
In this summer conference, we have three morning watches.
上一次弟兄已经提到过，那晨更的材料呢，有的是比较深的。
Our brother has already mentioned that some of the morning watch material was a little difficult.
不是 a little, 不是比较深，是非常深。
The morning watch material was very hard.
所以当那个我晨更完了，有一个弟兄就跟我交通，他说这个晨更是不是有点深？
So a brother came to me and fellowship with me after one morning watch and said, this material was a little hard.
他说还好他们那一组啊都是属灵的弟兄姐妹都信主好几十年弟兄姐妹的大家一起交通呢还勉强能够明白一点。
And he said that because his morning watch group was all very mature brothers and sisters and they've believed in the Lord for decades and therefore they could have some gleaming out of the word.
特别就讲到以西结的那个异象。
Particularly the morning watch regarding the vision of Ezekiel.
那弟兄呢他就心里面就有一点有一个 concern, 有个担心啊。那其他组呢，如果 没有这属灵的弟兄姐妹在一起的话，他们能够交通出什么样的一个内容？
So our brother had this concern in his heart that if other groups did not have these spiritual brothers and sisters, what kind of sharing would they have?
后来我们再想一想，哎，对哈，连小孩子成根呢，也是跟我们用同样的经文。
So then it dawned on us that even the children's morning watch material was based on the same passages.
所以那个时候，我心里面、心思里头啊，马上就有一个想法、一个意念。
So then a thought came to my mind.
哎呀，可能是我们疏忽了，今年安排上面疏忽了。
Maybe we have some lacking in our coordination.
我就也想着也说的，明年呢，我们会注意一下，或许让孩子们呢，可以成根的材料呢稍微浅一点。
So I was thinking that maybe next year the morning watch materials for the children will be somewhat easier.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们还记得后来我们听到主日学老师们他们所分享的见证。
Brothers and sisters, you remember how the Sunday school teachers shared with us?
我听到姐妹告诉我们说，那些孩子们同样的读以西结书。
And our sister shared that the children would read the same passage on Ezekiel.
他们不仅每个人读，
not only every single one of them would read the verses.
他们也能够听明白老师所讲的。
They could also understand what the teacher was teaching.
怎么知道他们明白了呢？
How do you know they understood?
当他们回应祷告的时候啊，我们听得出来，他们从里头是明白了。
When they echoed in prayers, we know that from within them they understood.
我们看见这就是圣灵的工作。
We see that this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在里头光照开启这些孩子们。
The Holy Spirit is enlightening these children, opening their inner eyes.
叫他们能够明白我们大人所认为不能明白的一些真理。
So that our children could know the truth that the adults think that is hard to understand.
主就在我心里头就光照我。
So the Lord enlightened me in my heart.
叫我学一个功课。在神不在人不能，在神凡事都能。
That nothing is impossible with God, but with nothing is possible impossible with men, but with God everything is possible.
所以我们看见圣灵在我们里头，在一切的事情上面，他来带领、来教导、来开启我们。
So we see that the Holy Spirit within us is opening up our eyes and leading us and guiding us.
所以我分享这个见证，不是说我们明年夏令会呢，我们还是会特别艰难的经文。
So I'm not sharing this with you to say that next year we'll have very difficult passages for the morning watch sessions.
但是我们实在是要来认识、来经历这位圣灵保惠师在我们里面的工作。
But we truly need to experience the work of the Helper, the Holy Spirit inside us.
在第二方面，主耶稣说：“圣灵保惠师来了，乃是要为我做见证，你们也要做见证。”
Secondly, the Holy Spirit, the Lord says that when the Spirit of truth comes, He will bear witness of me, and you will bear witness also.
就在约翰福音15章26节。
This is in John 15:26.
我们看见圣灵保惠师不仅住在我们里面，他来带领我们。
We see that the Helper, the Holy Spirit, not only dwells in us and lead us.
这位圣灵保惠师在我们里面，他乃是要为主耶稣基督做见证。
The Helper, the Holy Spirit, wants to bear witness of the Lord Jesus.
叫我们能够真实的完全的认识我们的主耶稣。
So that we can truly, completely, know the Lord Jesus.
叫我们能够把主耶稣在我们身上所当得的地位来归给他。
So that we can give him the position that he is worthy to receive in our heart.
另一方面，圣灵在我们里面呢，叫我们向我们见证主耶稣。
On the other hand, the Holy Spirit also bears witness of the Lord Jesus in us.
同时呢，我们也要向人来见证主耶稣。
And at the same time, we also need to bear witness of the Lord Jesus before men.
当我们向人见证主耶稣的时候，
When we bear witness for Jesus before men,
我们的见证如果是出于圣灵的，
If our witness is from the Holy Spirit,
我们的见证是真实的，
And our Holy Spirit will be true,
是圣灵在我们里面所见证出来的，
And our testimony will be true because that is what the Holy Spirit has borne witness.
当我们向人做见证的时候，圣灵也在人听的人心里面在那里做见证。
As we bear witness before men, the Holy Spirit also bear witness inside the hearts of these listeners.
好，所以我们先看到圣灵如何在我们里面来为耶稣做见证。
Now we will see how the Holy Spirit will bear witness of Jesus in our hearts.
有个例子我可能弟兄姐妹跟弟兄姐妹分享过。
I may have shared this example with you before.
就在有段时间我非常渴慕主的话语。
There's a period of time where I truly long for the word of the Lord.
我常常从早到晚呢能够借着圣灵跟主有许多的交通。
And from morning to night, I have constant fellowship with the Lord Jesus.
我实在是非常怀念那段的日子。
I truly reminisce of that beautiful time.
就活的主就住在我们里面。
Because the living Lord was living in me.
与我们交谈，与我们同行。
And he is living in us and talking with us.
有一次呢，我开车回家路上呢，我就想到一个圣经的问题呢，我就不明白。
As I was driving to home one day, I thought about a question I couldn't understand from the Bible.
我们很自然的呢，我们就回到我们的心思里头。
And very naturally, we will return to our natural faculty.
我就想等到周末的时候呢，我可以请教请教魏弟兄，请教请教钟弟兄。
And I was thinking maybe in the weekend I would ask Brother Joan or Brother Wei.
这个心思呢，并不是不对，也不是不好。
It is not that my thought is incorrect or wrong.
但是那不是最好。But
that is not the best.
当我在这样思想的时候，
As I was thinking in this manner,
突然间圣灵在我里头就光照了我。
Suddenly the Holy Spirit enlightened me within.
我听见宝慧师在里头就问我，你为什么不来问我？
And I heard the helper asking me, why aren't you asking me for help?
对我来讲是非常 shocking.
To me, this is very shocking.
就好像一个人在里面和你说话。
It is like a person speaking inside you, to you.
我就想到我们许多的时候，我们实在是忽略了住在我们里面的这位宝慧师。
So this reminded me that a lot of times we have omitted the Holy Spirit, the helper that is living inside us.
他实在在我们里面随时随地的等候着来帮助我们。
He is constantly waiting to help us.
但很多时候我们却忽略了他在我们里面。
A lot of times we have, however, we omitted that he actually lives in us.
约翰在约翰书信那里告诉我们说这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
John told us in the epistles of John that this anointing is true and not a lie.
弟兄姐妹，求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
多少时候我们就是不相信。
Oftentimes we are just unable to believe.
我们总是在那里消灭圣灵在我们里面的感动。
And we're always quenching the moving of the Spirit.
所以圣灵不仅在我们里面来见证主耶稣。
Not only would the Holy Spirit bear witness of Jesus inside us.
当我们做见证的时候呢，他也在听的人心里面，也来那里见证高举主耶稣。
And as we bear testimony for Jesus before men, the Holy Spirit also bear witness of Christ inside the listeners.
所以我们看见，在我们生活当中，在我们服事里头，当我们来见证主耶稣、高举主耶稣的时候。
So in our lives and in our testimonies, as we lift high the name of Jesus,
我们看见圣灵在人的里头呢，也在那里见证，在那里高举主耶稣。
We also see that the Holy Spirit is also bearing witness and also lifting up high the name of the Lord Jesus.
叫人能够得着开启。So
that people can get enlightening.
叫别人呢，也能够把主耶稣放在他所当得的地位上。
So that others can also put the Lord Jesus in the rightful place.
当我们这样子的时候呢，圣灵在我们里头就喜乐。As
we do in this manner, the Holy Spirit is delighted in us.
因为圣灵来了，他就是要荣耀主耶稣。
Because the Holy Spirit comes, and He comes to glorify the Lord Jesus.
所以当主耶稣在你我的身上得着荣耀的时候呢，圣灵就欢喜。
So when the Lord Jesus gained glory in you and in me, the Holy Spirit is delighted.
我们的心也就欢喜。
And our hearts also rejoice.
这次夏令会之后呢，在那个我们基督真理主出现的弟兄姐妹当中呢，弟兄姐妹有一次机会呢，分享夏令会的得着。
After the summer conference and the Basic Truth Bible Study Fellowship, we shared about what we learned from the summer conference.
我们是特别蒙福的，我们常常能够听到这些初信主的弟兄姐妹他们的新鲜活泼的见证。
I am the most blessed because I could hear the testimony of this lively and living testimony of people who have just been saved.
有一位弟兄他就做见证关于他参加夏令会的经历。
A brother bore this testimony about his experience at a summer conference.
第一年啊，要报名参加夏令会的时候呢，心里面蛮多挣扎的。
In the first year when he registered, he had a lot of struggles inside his heart.
因为夏天的时间呢，孩子们又有一些活动的安排。
Because this could possibly conflict with other summer schedules of his children.
弟兄呢，就左想右想，哎呀，会不会影响到孩子的学习？然后又影响到夏令会，到底要怎么样参加？什么时候参加是最好的？
And so he thought back and forth about how to reschedule and how whether they could affect his children's studies and how to what time to join the summer conference.
想来想去，算来算去呢，但感谢主，后来呢还是按时报名了。
After much struggling, he finally registered.
所以参加了以后呢，弟兄就从主那里得着非常丰富的属灵祝福。
After he attended the summer conference, he gained great spiritual blessings from the summer conference.
他心里面呢，一方面感谢主，一方面呢，他做了一个决定。He
thanked the Lord, and also he made this determination in his heart.
他说明年啊，要报名参加夏令会呢，一开始就要报名了。So
next year he would be the first to register for the summer conference.
从头呢就要到尾都要参加。And
he would attend the summer conference from the beginning till the end.
不管孩子呢暑假会有什么样的节目，什么样的安排，那都次要的。
Regardless of the summer activities of the children, which is of lesser priority.
就是要按时的报名，然后呢，早早的报名呢，然后按时的参加。
and that he has determined that he would register early and attend the whole time.
当我们听到弟兄他这样子来把主的事情放在第一位,
as we hear about how our brother put the matters of the Lord in the first place,
心里面这样子来高举主的时候,
and in his heart he has highly exalted the Lord.
我们心里面实在是同样的满了喜乐,
our hearts were full of joy.
我们实在是都被提醒, 我们实在是要把主摆在他所当得的地位上,
we were all reminded that we need to put the Lord in the first place, his rightful place.
让他做我们的王, 让他做我们的主,
and that he would be king and he would rule and reign in our heart and be king and Lord.
所以圣灵来了, 他要在我们里面来为主耶稣做见证, 也要在人的心里面为主耶稣做见证。
So the Holy Spirit comes to bear witness inside our hearts and also to bear witness before men.
所以弟兄姐妹, 基督徒应该是喜乐的基督徒。
So therefore, Christians should be joyful Christians.
因为如果在我们生活, 生命当中, 主, 他得着荣耀,
because if the Lord has gained glory in our lives,
圣灵就天天的把喜乐充满在你我的心里,
the Holy Spirit would pour out joy in us daily.
今天如果我们常常缺乏这样的喜乐,
today, if we lack this joy,
我们可能就要反省我们自己, 在我们生活当中, 主是不是得着荣耀,
we should reflect upon us to, as to whether the Lord has gained glory in our life.
主如果得着荣耀, 圣灵就喜乐,
and if the Lord has gained glory, the Spirit will be joyful.
我们也就喜乐充满,
and then we will be filled with joy.
第三, 在圣灵的工作方面, 在约翰福音16章第8节告诉我们, 圣灵保惠师来了, 叫人为罪, 为义, 为审判, 自己责备自己。
Thirdly, this is found in John 16:8, and he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
就是颠倒我们看见圣灵在我们身上来做一个光照显明的工作。
We see that this is the work of enlightening and the showing forth by the Holy Spirit.
为着我们的罪, 为着义, 为着义, 为着审判呢, 圣灵在我们里头来责备我们。
Concerning sin and righteousness and judgment, the Holy Spirit convicts us inside us.
就讲到罪呢, 就讲到不信, 因为不信就是最大的罪。
Concerning sin, which is the sin of disbelief, which is the greatest sin.
姐妹不是从前我们还做罪人不信主耶稣的时候, 我们是有罪的。
It is not that before we believed in the Lord Jesus that we didn't have sin.
我想很多时候当我们信从主耶稣之后, 我们常常还是消灭圣灵的感动。
But after we have believed in the Lord Jesus, we still quench this Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里头常常就来光照我们, 当我们不信从主耶稣的时候,
and the Holy Spirit enlightens us when we do not believe in the Lord Jesus.
当我们怀疑他向着我们的爱,
when we doubt the love that he has toward us.
当我们不相信他在我们身上所能够彰显的能力,
and we do not believe the power that he can manifest in us.
所以当我们不信主耶稣的时候, 圣灵在我们里头, 他来摸我们的良心, 叫我们自己责备自己。
When we do not believe in the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit would touch us so that we would be convicted.
那为义的话, 我们看见主耶稣是唯一的义者。
Concerning righteousness, we know that the Lord Jesus is the only righteous one.
只有义的才能够来到神的面前。
Only the righteous one can come before God.
这些义让我们看见, 当我们不像主耶稣的时候,
so concerning righteousness, when we see that we do not look like Jesus,
圣灵在我们里头也会来光照, 来指证我们。
The Holy Spirit would teach and correct us.
前段时间呢, 有一天我跟姐妹在厨房里面在准备晚餐。
Recently, I was preparing dinner with my wife in the kitchen.
刚开始呢, 整个气氛非常的融洽和谐。
Initially, the atmosphere was very harmonious.
但是呢, 后来呢, 我们渐渐谈到一件事情。
Then we gradually ventured to talk about one topic.
这件事情也不是什么特别的大事。
This is not a major topic.
但是我们两个人呢, 意见看法就不太相同,
but we have differing views.
讲着讲着呢, 发现里面那个血气, 那个火气啊, 就开始要上来。
As we discussed and discussed, we see the fleshly anger coming up.
我觉得我的看法和理解是有理的。
I think that what my views are reasonable.
当我正准备在那里要说一些血气的话语的时候,
as I was about to utter the words of the flesh,
在那里要讲理的时候,
as I was about to insist on reasoning and logic,
圣灵在里头就指证我说, 基督并不是这样。
The Holy Spirit corrected me and said, Jesus is not like this.
意思就是说, 不像主耶稣。
Which means he is saying that I am not like the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹, 圣灵管理我们, 管理到一个地步, 在我们行事为人, 在我们的心思意念里头, 他都来管理我们。
brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit would govern us to such an extent that in our daily lives and in our thoughts and movements, it also governs us.
他管理我们不是根据的道理对还是不对。
The Holy Spirit does not govern us according to right or wrong.
他管理我们只有一个标准。
There's only one standard by which the Holy Spirit governs us.
就是像不像主耶稣。
Which is, are we like the Lord Jesus?
所有不像主耶稣的, 在神面前都不能称义。
Anything that is not like the Lord Jesus, you cannot be deemed righteous before the Lord Jesus.
就算我们找了千万个人都支持我们说我的是有理的。
Even though you have 10,000 people saying that you are right.
但是圣灵在里头告诉我们说, 这不像主耶稣。
But the Holy Spirit said to us, this is not like the Lord Jesus.
我们在神的面前就站立不住。
And before God, we cannot stand.
弟兄姐妹, 我们在家里头, 不要在那里坚持我们的道理。
So brothers and sisters, at our own home, we should not insist on that we're right.
你也不要讲说, 弟兄姐妹都认为我是对的。
And you don't need to say that all the brothers and sisters would agree with me.
我们乃需要回到里头, 到底圣灵告诉我们, 这像不像主耶稣。
We need to come back to inside us to hear the Holy Spirit saying whether this is or is not like the Lord Jesus.
那我们看见为审判, 那我们看见当我们不顺服主的时候,
Regarding judgment, when we disobey the Lord Jesus,
不顺服主的时候呢, 圣灵也会在那里来责备我们。
When we disobey the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit would also rebuke us.
弟兄姐妹,我们不要轻看这个不顺服这件事。
Brothers and sisters, do not lightly esteem the issue of disobedience.
我们不要想说, 啊, 这就是我天然的肉体, 天然的己, 就是这样刚硬, 所以不顺服。
Do not think that this is your natural self and your natural nature to be disobedient.
这不顺服乃是悖逆。
To be disobedient is to rebel.
这悖逆的灵呢, 还是从撒旦而来的。
And the spirit of rebellion is from Satan.
所以弟兄姐妹,我们要抵挡他。
Therefore, we need to oppose Satan.
所以我们必须要在主的面前来顺从圣灵的带领。
So before the Lord Jesus, we need to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
好像我们能够在这个审判的面前能够站立得住。
So that we can stand firm before judgment.
所以圣灵来了, 叫我们为罪,为义,为审判, 自己责备自己。
Therefore, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
无论别人, 无论弟兄姐妹怎么样子来责备我们, 许多时候都是没有用。
Regardless of how the brothers and sisters might reprove us, that is meaningless.
因为我们这个人的天性, 我们的肉体啊, 是非常刚硬悖逆。
Because our natural life is very stubborn.
求主怜悯我们, 当我们来到圣灵的面前, 我们乃是柔软谦卑的。
But may the Lord have mercy to us so that when we come before the Holy Spirit, we're gentle and humble.
所以当圣灵光照, 显明我们里头不义, 显明我们里面的罪, 显明我们里面不顺服的时候, 我们必须要在神的面前 顺服有认罪悔改。
When the Holy Spirit enlightens us about sin and judgment and righteousness, then we have to repent and repent of our sins.
好像我们能够靠着主的宝血, 能够在神的面前有那清洁无愧的良心。
So that by the precious blood of the Lord, we can have this pure and clean conscience before the Lord.
最后一方面,我们看见圣灵宝会是来了, 还是要带领我们进入一切的真理。
Finally, we see that the Holy Spirit, when He comes, He will lead us into all the truth.
弟兄姐妹,我们都知道我们明白许多的真理。
Brothers and sisters, we know that we all know a lot of truth.
就像刚刚弟兄所讲的, 但是我们却进入的非常的少。
Just like our brothers just shared, we entered into so little of this truth.
原因是我们不够来顺服跟从这位圣灵宝会师在我们里面的带领。
It is because we do not follow the leading of the Helper, the Holy Spirit inside.
因为主明明的说, 圣灵宝会师来了, 乃是要带领我们进入这一切的真理。
Because the Lord clearly said that when the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth.
不是圣灵不愿意, 也不是圣灵做不到。
It is not that the Holy Spirit is not willing to do so. It is not that the Holy Spirit is unable to do so.
是我们不愿意来配合与圣灵配合，不愿意来顺服圣灵。
It is because we are unable to coordinate with the Holy Spirit to obey the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹,我们所有一切属灵的知识都不能叫我们在神的面前得蒙称许。
Brothers and sisters, all our spiritual knowledge would not give us any promises before the Lord.
这些知识并不是不好。
It is not that the spiritual knowledge is bad.
但是能够叫神的心得着喜悦的,乃是我们能够跟随圣灵进入这一切的真理。
But what would delight God's heart is for us to follow the Lord into all the truth.
所以我们一切这属灵的实际,这些属灵的经历呢,都必须在圣灵里面来做成的。
So all our spiritual experiences and the reality of all of it has to be accomplished in the Holy Spirit.
只有这些属灵的实际和属灵真实的经历呢,才能够在神的面前有那属灵的价值。
And then they will have true value of these spiritual experiences.
这属灵的实际呢, 不是在我们聚会的时候, 我们怎么说怎么做。
Spiritual reality is not what we talk about and what we do in our gatherings.
最重要的乃是我们的生活的实际。
It is what reality manifests in our life.
我们个人的生活。
It is the life individual life.
在周围都没有人的时候, 我们是不是活在圣灵的里面, 活在神的面前。
When there's no one else around you, do you still live in before the Holy Spirit, before God?
我们在家里面夫妻的关系, 父母儿女的关系, 是不是跟我们来到聚会当中, 是一致的?
In our families, the spousal relationship and the relationship between parents and children is are in one accord as the relationship in the meetings.
我们如果在聚会中不会说的话, 我们不会做的事情, 在家里面我们也不应该有那样的话语, 有那样的行为。
If we dare not say or do something in our meetings, we should not say or do something at home.
弟兄姐妹, 这是讲到我们生活的实际。
Brothers and sisters, this is regarding our reality in our lives.
唯有真理的圣灵住在我们里面, 才能够带领我们进入一切的真理。
Only the Spirit of Truth, when He comes, He will guide us into all the truth.
就经过这真理的圣灵在我们里头所做的, 才是那真实的, 才是那生命, 才是活的。
Only what the Holy Spirit can accomplish in our life is true and life and lively and true.
这才能够成为我们在神面前、在人面前的真实的见证。
And that can be the only true testimony that we bear before men.
也叫我们的器皿里面能够有那膏油。
So that we have anointing oil in our flasks.
在路加福音18章里面，主耶稣说到了一个比讲到两个人的祷告。
In Luke 18, the Lord Jesus mentioned prayers of two people.
我们看见一个法利赛人啊, 他在那里非常热心的, 他非常冗长的, 在那里自言自语的祷告。
We see a Pharisee that was uttering by himself, as if talking to himself.
其实那个不是祷告, 那个乃是自言自语就是。
Actually, that was not a prayer. He was just talking to himself.
在神的面前一点价值都没有。
Before God, that was worthless.
当然神也不会垂听。
And the Lord would not listen to his prayers.
但是我们看见那个税吏,
However, we see this tax gatherer.
他在神的面前, 他有一颗真实悔改的心,
Before God, his heart was true and repentful.
他在那里的祷告乃是摸着那属灵实际, 是这个真实的祷告在神的面前。
As he prayed, he touched the reality in the spirit, and his prayer was true before God.
他的话语虽然简短,
Even though he uttered very simple words.
甚至他的祷告可能词不达意,
And maybe he could not express his prayer properly with words.
但他却是带着一个真实忧伤痛悔的灵来到神的面前。
However, he brought a low and contrite spirit before God.
他说主啊, 开恩怜悯我这个罪人。
He said, I have mercy on me, a sinner.
弟兄姐妹, 这个祷告就摸着了神。
Brothers and sisters, this prayer actually touched God.
这个祷告就摸着了属灵的实际。
And this prayer actually touched the reality.
他这样的 真实的祷告也就能够摸着人的心。
And this true prayer could also touch the heart of men.
当我们聚在一起祷告的时候,
So as we gather together to pray,
同姐妹, 重要的不是在于我们祷告的词句如何,
The thing that is important is not the words we use.
更不在于我们祷告长短。
It doesn't matter the length of the prayer.
重要的是我们要能够跟随圣灵在里面的带领。
Most important of all is that we need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit inside us.
因为唯有圣灵能够带领我们进入祷告的实际。
Because only the Holy Spirit can lead us into the reality of prayers.
好像我们在神面前的祷告是一个真实的祷告，是一个摸着神的祷告。
So that when we pray, the prayer is true and it could touch God.
当我们祷告的时候，弟兄姐妹自然灵里头深渊与深渊会有回应，自然就会说阿门。
And so that as we pray, there will be echoes from deep to deep, and then we would all say Amen in our heart.
我们感谢主，圣灵在我们里面就是要带领我们进入这个真理。
We thank the Lord that this Holy Spirit will guide us into this truth.
不仅是我们的祷告,
Not only in our prayers.
我们擘饼敬拜,
As we gather before the table and
我们的服饰,
worship. In our service.
我们各方各面的生活,
In all aspects of our lives.
只有圣灵能够带领我们进入这一切的真理。
Only the Holy Spirit can lead us into all truth.
也唯有圣灵所带领我们经过的, 才能够有那属灵真实的价值。
And only what the Holy Spirit has led us through would have true value.
能够成就神的心意在我们身上。
And only that can accomplish the will of God.
我为了今年夏令会特别感谢主。
For this summer conference, I particularly thank and praise God.
我们在夏令会前好几个月的时间, 弟兄姐妹一同心合意的为着夏令会来祷告。
Because months before the conference, the brothers and sisters gathered together to really pray for the summer conference.
我们不是照着以往每一年，我们都需要有这样子的来为着聚会来祷告。
We gather not because we always prayed in the past.
我们现在在主的面前寻求，愿圣灵让我们知道为了这次夏令会的特别哪些方面来祷告。
We go before the Lord and inquire of Him for particular needs of prayer.
我们知道以往我们常常为了夏令会祷告的时候呢，我们为了讲员特别有许多的祷告。
We know that before we used to pray for speakers.
在今年神圣灵带领我们有一个更特别的一个祷告的负担。
For this summer conference, the Holy Spirit led us to a special prayer burden.
就是为着我们参加夏令会的弟兄姐妹心里面向着主的渴慕来祷告。
We particularly pray for the longing in the hearts of the brothers and sisters who attended the summer conference.
我们看见许多时候主要向儿女们说话。
We see that a lot of times the Lord wants to speak to His children.
但是乃是在我们听的人心里头没有预备好。
However, in the hearts of the listeners, because they're not prepared.
当我们到夏令会前几个礼拜的时候，一起祷告的时候。
So a few weeks before the summer conferences, we gather together to pray.
圣灵给我们的负担乃是为着弟兄姐妹更深的渴慕来祷告。
The Holy Spirit burdened us to pray for the deeper longing of the brothers and sisters.
让我们能够有一个真实深的渴慕向着主。
So that we can have a true and deeper longing toward the Lord.
所以我们感谢主，在夏令会头一个晚上，弟兄就读到了约翰福音第七章主耶稣所说的。
And so we thank the Lord that on the first night our brother mentioned the Lord's words in John 7.
主耶稣高声地说，凡口渴的都可以来。
The Lord cried out to say, all who are thirsty, please, you can come to me.
那信我的从那腹中要流出活水的江。
He who believes me, from his innermost being shall flow forth rivers of living water.
我们实在为着圣灵在弟兄姐妹心里面所做的工作感谢赞美主。
We truly thank the Lord for the work that he's done in the hearts of the brothers and sisters.
虽然现在夏令会已经过去了。
Even though the summer conference is past.
但是我们实在是需要在主的面前继续的同心合意的祷告。
We truly need to come as one to pray before the Lord.
叫住在你我里面的圣灵能够借着夏令会主所说的话继续的做更深的工作。
So that the Holy Spirit that dwells in you and dwells in me will do a deeper work.
叫我们都能够进入这真理的实际。
So that we can all enter into the reality of truth.
好像我们能够在这末了的时间里头。
So that in the end times.
我们能够靠着主的恩典。
By the grace of the Lord.
我们能够来预备好来迎接我们的主。
We can be prepared to see our Lord.
因为这些话语我们说完了就过去。
Brothers and sisters, we say these words and they come to pass.
但我心里面实在是有一个盼望还有一个很深的祷告。
However, I have this hope in my heart and a deep prayer.
就我盼望我们都能够这样子的来顺服圣灵在我们里面的带领。
I hope that we can all follow the leading of the Holy Spirit inside us.
好像我们见主面的时候不至于羞愧。
So that when we see the face of the Lord, we will not be put to shame.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们实在是仍然要仰望你的恩典和怜悯。
Lord, we continue to look to your mercy and your grace.
主，因为若不是圣灵在我们里头来做工。
Because if it were not for the Holy Spirit doing his work in us.
主，没有任何属灵的实际能够成就在我们身上。
Not one bit of spiritual reality can be accomplished in us.
主，因此我们求你再怜悯我们。
Therefore, we entreat the Lord to be merciful to us again.
主，在还不多的日子里面。
In the days that are not too much in remaining,
主愿圣灵保惠师能够来带领我们进入这一切的真理。
May the Helper, the Holy Spirit, will lead us into all the truth.
主啊，我们心里面只有一个愿望。
Lord, we only have one hope in our heart.
就是愿你拯救我们的心意能够得着成就。
Which is that your desire to save us all will be accomplished.
主，能够把我们都预备好。
And that you will prepare all of us well.
把我们都磨成你儿子的形象。
And that we will all be molded in the image of your son.
主，叫我们里面实在是被圣灵来充满。
And we will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
主，叫我们实在是能够因着圣灵得着能力。
And we will gain power through the Holy Spirit.
主，我们只有一个心愿。
We have only one desire.
就是愿你得着荣耀。
Which is that you will gain glory.
愿你被人认识。
That you will be known by men.
愿你被人高举。
That you will be exalted by men.
愿你的心意得着成就。
And that your heart's desire will be accomplished.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.